Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
My name is Caleb. I am playing,
Sorry,
my mic cut out, like, right before that, and all of a sudden it, like, powered on, and it was like, Caleb. It's like, oh, fuck.
In no particular order is Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Atata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian, level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, and I am a Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter Orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tahuman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blick.
Oh, Chris Blick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
I believe we're simply waiting for the Administrator Nafri to give a verdict on the execution of the day. Who shall it be?
This would be a wonderful first job for our new Quartermaster. Who shall we execute, Rook?
Is the new quartermaster in there? I don't understand. I thought I saw the quartermaster enter into the Great Hall just moments ago.
I'm the new quartermaster, and this is my command.
What a day! I'm not even supposed to be here.
Do as I say, as the quartermaster, as Nafri has commanded me to make this decision. Have the guards sent to do this.
Who are we sending to the gallows now?
The old quartermaster.
He's in the first floor in the Great Hall.
Have him arrested.
We need to go back and kill fucking Nafri.
Before we do that, can the new quartermaster be the executioner? Rook is always up for that.
I'm sure we'd find a way to organize it.
This new sharpened sword of mine could do with a little bit of blood, you know?
Yeah, you guys are just chatting away in Nafri's office right now. And I'm going to let you chat for 1 minute because it looks like I had to get 2 beers during that mysterious silence.
Yeah. So are we just going to book out of here, get back to the badger and the owl, or are we going to go back and try to do some other stuff first?
Well, no, I still have the crystal.
No, I know. I mean, when I said the badger and the owl, I meant the light chain.
Sorry.
No, we still have, like, hours.
Is this all of Nafri's
before
room,
that guy?
Is there nothing else in it?
Yeah, I want to look through the room a little bit more. Do like
it's
a
just
group.
The death, right? Should check under the bed for a.
Yeah, we should totally investigate this room.
Yeah, let's just do like a group investigation or something.
Yay!
Yay!
Efficient.
What else do we want to do in the castle before we leave? Anything?
Get the scepter waved above your head.
Quartermaster.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, like Steve, Katoa, anything else you guys?
I was thinking about like calling for like someone who has a map of the castle.
Find the secret chamber?
Well, just to know. Like
I've been here before, so I should.
I know, but if we can get like a hard copy map that just like we all will know every room. While we're here. It would be nice to have.
What are you thinking, Steve?
Pretty poking around inside the inside of Nafri's stuff.
Yeah, I wanna do that too.
On the wall here where I'm next to, he's already kind of rummaging through things.
His stuff though. If he is, uses magic, right?
It'd be fair to do an arcana check at some point.
Do that. I think Rob's gone though, right? Rob's kinda left us here for a minute.
Yeah. Door, it looks like door. There's a few windows, or is there another passageway leading out?
Don't think there's any way. This was because we heard another passageway.
Like
another person leaving.
Someone was leaving.
Yeah, a sneaky someone was leaving.
Would you be able to track them, Steve, if you concentrated?
See what's
or at least
or see if
get some information
on the side.
Because they just well, I guess they had left a minute ago.
Now your characters will have their feelings and conscience narrated. Go on. Wouldn't it be fun if I just like left you guys alone for like an hour? I wonder if I came back if you'd like win the campaign. As you guys know, there is no winning. It's all about the collaborative story we're all building together. What have you decided to do? As this room really only has three exits. The window that you look out of into the courtyard, that's one way out. It's the light into this room. A east-facing door and a west-facing door. The one you came in, the west-facing door, you know was flanked by guards. You were just talking through that door to the messenger. The one to the right. Beleg, you suspect this is that passageway that you investigated very quickly, 10 minutes ago. You guys are starting to really get an idea of the layout of the second floor Hugill Castle.
Can we do like a group investigation on the room?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys roll group investigation, and I'm going to do my little modifier here.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a number.
Who's good at Arcana?
I rolled a 17 for investigation.
Did somebody say Arcana?
Ooh.
Yeah. Beleg, what was that?
Oh, I rolled a 17 for my investigation.
15 for my investigation.
15. Rook.
Mm-hmm.
Kaitoa.
7.
And the investigation check, 6 for Steve.
Okay.
Oh.
Steve, can I do Kaitoa? Inspiration?
You're momentarily... you want to burn one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah, burn one. So, Kaitoa...
17.
You know, you were momentarily distracted by Krizblik, who's not happy up on your shoulder, and you shrug her off, and so she's just back on the ground in this room, and it allows you to think clearly, and now together, the party... I'll get the old abacus out. Let's get the old abacus out. 17 beads plus 15 beads plus 17 beads plus 6 beads is 55 beads. Yeah, this room has none of the stately affairs and the paperwork and the paper pushing and the rubber stamping that Nafri's office did. This literally seems like a soldier's bunk.
All right.
Other than the bed, which is... super nice and well adorned with plush linens and stuff. I mean, it is just fucking Spartan. What do you think you guys are doing? Like physically pawing around the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Checking under the bed.
How long do you think this guy takes you then? I mean, it's a small room.
Just a minute or two, probably.
Probably. Okay. Just a minute or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys have finished with your pawing around the room. You hear swords being drawn. Rook, you're nearest to one of these doors, and you hear the unmistakable, slick sound of a sword coming out of a leather sheath.
Which door? Which direction?
The one that we did not come in through. Hearing this, I'm going to turn to the group and kind of give them the eyes that I'm hearing some happenings out this door here, and gonna slowly put my hands on my two short swords and unsheathe them quietly and get myself at the ready.
Should we escape through the south door, or you guys want to fight something?
Well, I'm just kind of, if we're gonna escape, we could go through the other door, and Nafri leads the way, right?
Yeah, like the south door here.
That door, window.
That's the window, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a window. Yeah,
there's, I imagine, another door right here.
That's the one that we didn't.
The come guards through, are at
that we're hearing.
The guards are at that door.
Wait, so where's the third exit, Rob?
The window.
It's the window.
The window.
Okay.
Well, I do still have a grappling hook.
I think going through the window would blow our cover, or we can try and talk our way out of this.
Or we can better make a decision. Let's go through the door we just went through.
I like the idea of going back to the door we just went into. Or we can fight.
So the sword sound is coming from
the door. The
side? Yeah, we didn't come through.
No, this side.
The east, right, where the...
Yeah. Let's go this way.
Are we given enough of a moment that Steve can concentrate on what's on the other side of the door?
In the moment right here, I mean... Yeah, this is tough. I mean, I feel like you guys are definitely talking in character. Can everybody roll stealth? Can all four of you roll group stealth?
I'm good at that.
Oh, that was...
Steve gets a 22.
15.
Belly gets a 19.
I have a 6.
What are we talking about, guys?
Yeah.
From outside, I mean, although you guys are talking low, there was like a rustling, and now there is none, and there's almost that tense calm before the plunge. I mean, as you guys realize, among most of you, your voices were being kept low, but Kaito has started growing and growing into the point where he let out just like a little toot of steam.
Well, if we're going to go, we better go now.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
through the window or back?
Through the wall.
Through the wall. Lit up on them walls. Ah, skeet, skeet.
Okay.
Ah, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Through the wall. Well, then I'll quickly sheathe my sword and motion to Nafri to go through the door that we've came through and get rolling.
Yeah, I open up this door.
I pick Chriswick back up if I can.
Roll me a quick animal handling. This is great, Kaito. You are just building experience here with Chriswick. But there is a danger.
I got an 8.
Oh. Okay, Chriswick will not sort of crawl up on you to sort of be carried along. You now have really a bit of a stalemate with Chriswick. You may have to use your knit leash if you really want her to come along. She's starting to retreat into the corner.
I'll go to put on my knit leash.
Okay, can you roll dex?
Yeah. Oh, yes. 15 plus 1, 16.
Oh, like, just a neat little move. You do it somehow, Kaitoa.
Nice. I was like, do I roll intimidation on Chris? Like, just freak the shit out.
One step forward, two step back.
Oh, that's sweet.
The door is open. Those two guards are standing there. Their weapons are drawn now. Not towards you, it seems. They seem to be looking up and around at a bit of a clamoring in the air. They look back at you, Nafri.
Hello, Nafri. I'm not sure what's going on here. Messenger took off, and I hear footsteps.
Hmm. Probably get them to come with us.
Shall we come with you?
Lead the way.
Yes, lead the way. I would like to be with the mayor at this time.
Very well.
These two guards are quite large, not Rook or Kaitoa sized, but Nafri seems to have certainly reserved some of the more intimidating guards for himself. They're moving through here sort of tactically, and just as they round the corner, Party, are you following along?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You all, can you all roll perception? You see two empty passageways, one, you know, out into the well-lit and wide couloir, and the other along that sort of diagonal zigzag passageway that led to Nafri's small chamber that you took back from, remember that big bay window area there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled an 18 for my looking for it perception.
I rolled an 8. I am perceiving hardly anything.
I have a 7.
Oh, God.
I have a 15.
Steve, as the guards move forward, you notice that same messenger out in the couloir, the eastern couloir, darting away.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Dolus.
Stolas, sick balls.
Do you want Stolas to fly out and follow this messenger?
Well, Dante? I mean, that's gonna be a bit weird, isn't it? Having a flying owl in the...
Nobody has to know where it came from.
I guess it's already kind of weird. It's been a weird day in this castle. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, so you have the room. Stolas will be able to navigate around here if you so wish. And one guard now is moving up and looking back towards you guys as you all have paused.
Are we going forward, sir? I've got the willies.
And now he's raising his pea-shaped shield up and looking around nervously.
I'm going to whisper to Stolas to find the messenger kid.
Stolas rounds the corner, right as this messenger seems to be running back towards those chambers where you very first met him near the balcony area above the Great Hall.
Where are the guards taking us?
And as the guards approach this corner, guys, Kaitoa, you see a formation of about a dozen men, and in front leading them is Flaunton. Strangers, draw your weapons, the charade is over! And behind is the quartermaster. And as you round the corner, guys, roll initiative. The two guards with you, these tower watchmen, they form up on you, Nafri, immediately.
I got an 8.
Oh, better than what I got.
Ooh, fucking 20. Natty 20.
I got a 5.
Steve has 16. Stolas has a... Whew! Stolas has something much lower. A 3.
All right, so Stolas might be so preoccupied with recon on this Dante the Messenger that, you know, for the first round of battle here, you're going to be very much unconcerned with owl Stolas happenings.
What about Crisplick?
Crisplick, you can roll for Crisplick.
Neat.
So I'm going to put K and K beside each other. Make it easy. Roll well.
It's a 7.
Okay. Rook, you're going to act first.
I'm going to pull out my nice handy-dandy sword, the Bergen's Blade.
Okay, your long sword, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my Bergen's Blade and say, I'm the new quartermaster here. You lost that right earlier today. What are you doing here?
Taking back my sword, ye bewitching strangers!
And there is the quartermaster frothing
duel.
The mouth. And he is holding aloft the scabbard to Bergen's Blade.
I love we went the exact same place, Brandon.
Yeah. I know.
One-on-one.
It has been done.
So, Rook, as you draw your sword, you can make out quite clearly Captain Flaunton with a bandage around his sword arm, right? You singed the fuck out of his arm.
Mm-hmm.
He is joined by the quartermaster's men of Polb in their sort of, drab breastplates and chainmail and all swords, these swordmen, they are not backed up by any sort of archer phalanx, and there is the quartermaster in his plumed helm. What will you do?
I propose a duel between the new quartermaster and the old to settle this.
Holy shit. Yeah.
What does the old quartermaster say to this?
Yeah, Nafri's got a big old smile on his face when the duel is proposed. Like, ooh, yes.
So, Rook, you have exclaimed this. Flaunton raises his hand, the back of his hand, to the men. Wait then. And the men all stop. Haven't sheathed their weapons? But you have stopped their advance momentarily. Rook, anything else in your move?
Well, how far away is he?
150 feet.
Okay, well, no, I'll stand there and wait for his response.
the morning daylight streams in and the 11 o'clock a.m. bell of Polb tolls in the distance. Okay, so that's it in your move then, Rook?
Yeah, I'm just standing there with the sword in hand, waiting for him to accept my challenge in a duel.
What do you think? Do you think you want to roll on that? Or do you think that was intimidation or persuasion?
I'll intimidate.
Okay, let's roll for that. You have a lot of angry souls you are looking at right now.
And that's a 14.
Okay.
The wink and the gun.
Steve, you're up. And you have not really exposed or shown yourself around this corner yet, but you have a clear line of sight, you know, to Rook and Beleg-Nafri flanked by the two Polb Castle Towermen, and you see Kaitoa inching up there. You hear shouted words. What are you doing? Other than chanting duel, duel, duel under your breath.
Fight, 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 fight.
Let's form a circle. Let's watch what might happen. Everyone gather around.
Hey, Rob, when did we put Nafri in the room again? Was it 8, 7, 8, 9 in the morning?
Well done, sir. It was approximately, you remember when the Wizard and Spear opened? That was stop one. That was around 8 a.m. when the candle goes on. You spent a little time there. You go there. You prepared for Nafri. Nafri shows up. You entrapped him right away. I say 8:30. Therefore, you have till 4:30 in the afternoon.
Sweet. We should get there with an hour to spare for a fucking short rest.
Is anyone paying attention to me?
Yes.
At the moment,
sorry.
Not at all. None of your party and none of the adversaries, which you can clearly hear, have seen your shadow.
Disguise self. I want to be one of the guards. Not exactly, but a person who is dressed as a guard.
Okay, a Hugh Gill watchman. That's what we'll call them. The castle watchman or a adversary.
The guys who are like the guys that I can see right now.
Okay. So these
like the
are
shield people?
Yeah, these are the guys with the big shield with a sort of a P shape, and immediately Steve, although nobody sees this change happen, there are now three guards very near to Nafri.
Yeah. And then I'm going to say in my best impersonation possible, Burmaster's got to fight for his honor. That's only fair.
Okay. And the two other castle watchmen turn around and notice that they've been joined by one of their brethren. They start to lower their weapons, and now both sides have somewhat de-escalated. Steve, is there anything else you'd like to do in your move? I mean, disguise self, you've moved up.
I can just add, Or else that old quartermaster's the coward that I heard that he is.
The quartermaster exclaims,
"When will you have this duel then? Name the place! Name the time and the weapon!"
Long sword, right now.
Execution court. No, okay, that works too.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, the execution court. Ooh.
Nope, long sword right now. Unless
I like it.
In turn here, although, I mean, Rook, you're biting your tongue, really, Nafri, it is you who is up. Although you hear probably Rook start to exclaim, Nafri, it is your move. Nafri Beleg, for our listeners out there.
Or we could do it like Kill Bill style.
Pistols at
sunrise. Yeah, sunrise. Oh, no, Nafri loves the idea of having it in the execution square. Sounds fucking awesome.
Just kill him right here and get it over with.
Yeah, exactly.
Execution, we have a duel.
Nope, we're doing it. We're doing the duel at the execution square.
At least give me time to get a rest in then.
Exactly.
This time tomorrow. Let's get out of here. I have things to do.
What's going on here?
I say, what? What's? Nafri! Good Nafri!
And the mayor is stumbling into the scene.
What? Raised voices? Why? Wine? Wine? Why?
The mayor made me corner master.
This is the mayor. I'm the administrator. I mean,
that's this what I'd is say. My I mean, quartermaster here. Oh, good. Good Vival. Good quartermaster, yes.
And he has stumbled amongst the men of the quartermaster and Flaunton.
Can I roll an insight check to see how wasted the mayor is?
Yeah, roll for wastedness.
But we're still in, like, initiative, though, right?
You are you actually just Kaitoa and Krizblik, as you guys were moving along the corner there, you are just exiting the party's initiative. So yes, Kaitoa and Krizblik, you are up. You have now got just an angle on this group of adversaries. Kaitoa and Krizblik stays near. What are you going to do?
Bam.
I do want to say, though, they did make me quartermaster back at the late chain when we were going through all that stuff. The only thing that we have to do now is like the scepter, right? Because I took his sword and...
I love it. Oh, man. And Rook here is just, you know, muttering to the party and coming up with all sorts of retroactive, semi-accurate history.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember that.
But it's true, from a certain point of view, took the sword, and a certain point of view would say, yes, sure, that's when the thing was transferred. I like it, Rook. And you are fuming. You now are standing there with Bergen's blade, like, what the fuck is the holdup? Kaitoa, what you up to?
I want to move to this wall right here, just if I'm out of their view.
Okay.
I want to get behind them so that if they do walk in the room, I can kind of start over.
Yeah, although you were probably maybe noted by some of these guys, right now you have actually faded totally out of attention. You're out of view. So, Kaitoa, am I correct in saying you can't see any of these adversaries?
Not right now.
No. All right. So, Kaitoa, as you creep up on this corner, Krizblik is silent, and so are you. You're unseen. Your party is just feet away. And what are you doing?
I'm just going to wait here. Watch this play out a bit.
Okay, so taking like a ready or a dodge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right at the corner.
Steve wants to say, thought the quartermaster was the one who wielded Bergen's blade.
Nice. And party, you are now out of immediate initiative. Steve, in the castle watch garb, you shout that as cutting back from Kaitoa. Sorry, was it Nafri Das Belig exclaiming something? What was it?
Well, I exclaimed that it would be held at the execution square, and then the mayor came and started talking. So I wanted to do a wastedness insight check.
Yes. Okay. Bring us back to that then. So yes, as you mentioned, Paul Plaza, and the mayor stumbles in, and he is just what would you call it there? leaning and lurching into the tall quartermaster's shoulder.
I rolled a 9 plus 4, so 13.
You would feel like this guy has a good day drunk going on, but he's no, he's no slouch. It's probably just a natural state of being.
All right, I go. One second here.
And by the way, quickly, Steve, Stolas now does give you a quick ping on that messenger. The messenger is now circling around and appears behind the mayor. Stolas was able to like fly through and follow the messenger all the way through his chambers.
I look at the mayor and I go, Aloysius, Aloysius, come here. We must discuss this quartermaster issue. Come over.
Nicely done. Braden, I will give you inspiration.
Yes.
That is some obscure first name remembering shit.
Notes.
And the notes for the win. And the mayor stumbles forward now off of the quartermaster's shoulder.
Nafri, Nafri, vintage Nafri. That's, yes, vintage Nafri. Oh, what are we drinking today?
We're drinking whatever you like, Aloysius.
Ah, I love it. So then, a duel. Pole Plaza. I'll get up on the stage, and whoever loses, it doesn't really matter how they're killed, we'll chop off their heads anyways, and make sure the puppeteer shows up again.
And you'll be there with your scepter, and you can wave it over the new quartermaster or re-Christian Vival, and all will be well. What shall we say? 3 o'clock, that's the usual execution time, correct?
Nice try, strangers. 1 o'clock, and it's flaunting now right up beside the mayor. I will see this charade to an end, and I will have blood. I'll see you all on the gallows. And the quartermaster looks at Flaunton and looks back at the men. It looks like the quartermaster is looking for somebody who's missing. Somebody's missing. Can everybody roll perception or history? Everybody roll history.
Oh, not 20. Sweet.
Thank God.
Oh, nice. You might take us across here, the threshold here, Kaizoa.
13.
We'll see.
Okay, 13.
Rolled a 3.
Okay, you are way too caught up. I mean, Nafri, this is your moment. You're in front of the mayor, Beleg. You better pull this shit off. So maybe it's good that you're not thinking about what else is going on. Kaitoa, you see these footsteps. You see the toe of the mayor and of Flaunton and the plume of the quartermaster just in your purview. And you remember Rook as well. You start thinking back to Steve, what'd you get?
I got a 2.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're you as well. You're in your disguise. You're right beside Beleg. You guys are pulling it off.
Try my best to not so say something good. Stupid.
So I'm just trying to put together.
So Rook and Kaitoa, you remember Sergeant Sandrid and the mustering of the men to Iz. This is just the Captain Flaunton and the quartermaster and a contingent of men. No Sergeant Sandrid here, so...
Can I say something to Flaunton?
Absolutely. Flaunton stands there in a little triangle, him, the mayor, and the quartermaster, and you see Kaitoa pressed against the wall, Beleg, your companion. They're like 5 feet away. They don't see him.
Flaunton. Yes, 1 o'clock is all well and good, but you know the way this Jebuary sun works. And for a spectacle as grand as a quartermaster duel, why not have it in the best of light possible, and that would be 3 o'clock. I'll roll persuasion on that. If I have to.
The situation is on a knife's edge as you roll persuasion. The men are forming up behind Flaunton.
That's a 17 plus 3. That's a 20.
Yep.
Okay.
All three of the mayor and the quartermaster and Flaunton now take a final step forward. And now, Kaitoa, you're seen by the quartermaster, who turns to his right, and he's still holding this really beautiful scabbard, this well-matching scabbard to Bergen's blade. And the mayor still is fixated on Nafri, flanked by what looks like a half-orc noble and three of the castle watch. Flaunton does not sheath his sword, but all of his men do. And Steve, in behind, you're getting a reverse view of the situation from Stolas. You can see yourself in Stolas's eye.
Oh no, it's terrifying.
It's the mirror effect.
No.
Robin, are they sitting at the door or are they advancing?
They have taken a couple steps forward and Flaunton is just shuddering with rage as he clutches his sword. The mayor kind of takes a couple of wobbly steps back. And he's now kind of bumped into the backside of the quartermaster and is barely able to stand. But he raises his scepter and says,
always very knowledgeable and wise, Administrator Nafri,
whatever time you said.
Three, I think.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
So it is. Simply take care of all the petty criminals we rounded up.
You heard him. Go off, Thornton. Go take care of the petty criminals.
Did I just hear sirens?
Yeah.
Always on cue.
Always on cue. Although I'm starting to think that sirens are always on cue all the time in this D&D game.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Guys, Flaunton charges forward. He has not put away his weapon.
Can Steve yell? Defend the mayor! He's gone crazy!
Good God, Fontaine. Somebody tackle that man.
Can I sprint from here and tackle him?
Can you roll, what would you like, athletics?
Yeah.
Roll athletics. Rook, he is just out of your strike range.
Oh, 19.
Nice.
13 plus 6.
Oh, Kaitoa, your heavy construct footsteps approach and speed up, and you are gonna just reach this guy. What happens?
I just tackle him.
Krizblik, along with you, yeah, sort of spins around you, and as you take him down, she is a tornado of black and white fur, and unintentionally, she is dealing 7 damage.
Oh fuck. Krizblik, you little missile.
You're biting and clawing away at Flaunton. Oh, onto his singed arm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Tastes like barbecue. Okay,
you're welcome, Krizblik.
Did he hit his head? Is he concussed? Has he calmed himself down?
Yeah, Nafri, as you look on, it seems like he's pinned. So, Kaitoa, you have Flaunton pinned. He's just struggling a little bit as Krizblik chews a bandage and arm. The mayor now starts to stumble woozily back amongst the men, moving from shoulder to shoulder like a wistful ship looking for a harbor. And he seems to be stumbling back towards his chambers. And Steve, your Stolas vision, he virtually passes right by Stolas. And you can see him going back into his chambers near the Great Hall. The quartermaster turns towards you all and the squashed Flaunton, and takes his helmet off and stops waving his scabbard around.
Oh, thank you, Vival, for having sense. Could you please take Flaunton? We will see you all at 3.
I believe that's my scabbard. Belongs with my sword. Please toss it.
Shut up, Rook. You'll figure that out at 3. Need no more inflammation.
I'll give you naught of this scabbard. I'll get my sword back!
Love his voice.
I think not. And I look forward to shedding your blood onto this new sharpened sword.
Oh shit, sorry, what'd you say, Rook?
I said I look forward to shedding your blood on this new sharpened sword.
He turns his back to you, Rook, and as he walks away, you hear him saying,
"Not my blood!"
And he has now walked out of sight. Most of these men turn away, and only the messenger and one or two guards are left there. The two guards sort of march up to assist Flaunton. And Kaitoa, are you letting him up? Or
yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple of guards, 3 guards, and Flaunton, and then the messenger holding back.
And I just like look at them like, wave them, like, take him away.
Okay. They take him away.
Wonderful.
And look at the messenger.
I look at the two guards and say, I look at all of you guys and say, go back to the White Chain. Prepare for the afternoon. I will retire to my chamber. Guards, take me to my chamber.
Well, I'm gonna head out and go back to the White Chain.
I fully intend on connecting with you guys. I just
two
want to
of the
make
guards
it seem believable.
Fall in line Beleg, Nafri, two of the guards, fall in line right beside you.
And you, third guard, escort these people out.
Sir.
And I look at Steve.
I give a little heel click, straighten my back, and spin around towards this way. Around me. Follow me!
And as he leaves, I palm him the stone of far speech.
You make a sleight of hand, and you toss one of these blue bead-like objects off to Steve. And Steve, you may need to make a receiving check.
I rolled a 17 plus 2, so I rolled a 19 on my sleight of hand.
Okay, so you only need to beat a lower score, Steve. What'd you get?
Make a dexterity check?
Yeah, I guess so. Catching a sort of a stone that just is whizzing past your ear, and you turn around and you open your hand and...
is a 14.
And you catch it.
Perfect.
Robin, how's Chris look?
She has a little bit of flaunting around her teeth, but otherwise okay.
And she took 6 damage?
She dealt 7 damage.
Oh, okay. She didn't take any damage. She dealt it all.
Oh, I thought she got injured when I, like, dove in.
She was chewing on some flaunting.
Nice.
Okay, all right. So you guys, around the corner, you start hearing the sound of just far away echoing strings and wind instruments. Kaitoa and the Badger, Rook, Steve. And Steve, your owl is simply a corner and a chamber away. Nafri, Beleg, escorted by your guards, you've returned to your chamber.
Woo.
Are the guards in the chamber with me? Get them out of there. Make them stand watch at the door.
Oops, took a step too far. Fair enough. Everybody makes a mistake.
And as they grumble, they shut the door behind them. They had flanked you the whole way, Beleg-Nafri, in this Spartan chamber.
I tap the stone of near speech and go, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Do I hear it?
Steve, in the palm of your hand, while you're still holding it, you hear a whisper. It is audible.
Wow, 1, 2, 3.
And it's your friend, Beleg.
I'm going to send back a message with message. to Nafri Beleg, and I'll just say, hey, what's up, buddy?
Let me know when you guys get out of the castle, and I shall meet you shortly.
So, Beleg, you almost hear a voice in your head.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
And you get the impression that this stone of near speech is, like, really fucking cool. It seems to give almost like surround sound as Steve speaks to you. And the rest of the party there, Rook and Kaitoa, you can just hear Steve kind of like having a one-sided conversation as just from his palm, there's a sort of muffled, tiny voice chatting away.
Does Steve know where we're going outside of the castle, or are we waiting for Nafri here?
I don't even know where... This dynamic lighting thing is fun because I have no idea where you guys are right now. It's extra exciting.
Each of you is seeing a unique perspective. Yes, exactly. And Steve, you dash past a couple of those musicians who were just packing up their instruments as they finished their rehearsal. And you have made it back, Steve, to the top of that windy staircase, this strangely built entrance to the second floor that leads back down to that T-junction and the first floor of Hugo Castle. Rook, you stealth along behind Steve, and Kaitoa and the Badger come along with you. And Rook and Steve, can you roll joint stealth as a couple of guards seem to exit their recessed areas?
I got 6.
17.
Rook, you have no problem. And Steve?
But I'm still disguised as the guard, right?
Yes, you would nonetheless be rolling stealth in this situation. I'm seeing if any of the guards just noticed you walk around that U pattern. You successfully avoided them, except for a last little glimpse.
Well, 18.
Great. 12 plus 6. So, Kaitoa and Rook and Steve as a guard, you all make it past the door into Nafri's, let's call it, winding staircase. Let's say most of you, except for Kaitoa, feeling assured you weren't seen by anybody.
Perfect.
Okay.
Folks, you go down that stairwell. What do you do?
Well, I don't know what's at the bottom of the stairwell. I was sleeping.
Love it. Rook, and you are first. Rook, you are dashing down the stairs. Troopity doo dee doo.
I guess I'll make a perception check.
And roll it up.
I'm going to slow down as we go down, just because I know I get louder and louder as we go down.
17.
As your feet touch a series of stairs, you can tell the stairs under your feet and right in front of you are crumbling away. Make a dexterity saving throw.
That'd be 12.
Okay, Rook, you are going to tumble down about 10 feet.
Ooh.
And 10 feet is... And take 8 damage as you fall about 10 feet down super poorly on your leg. And Rook, you have fallen off the staircase down to this sort of weird, muddy and rocky and bouldery area at the bottom of this winding staircase. You splayed there among the rocks and the debris of a couple of stairs that loosed under your 350-pound frame.
Nice. Was it just Rook that fell down?
Yeah, you are right behind him, and Steve, Owl, Badger, I assume as well.
I am not stepping on that crumbling step.
Yeah.
And I am gingerly going down the stairs.
Okay, we've established that it's pretty easy for Steve. You just vault over those couple stairs, and Kaitoa and the Badger.
How big of a drop is it?
It's about 10 or 12 feet onto uneven and jagged large boulders and rocks. You don't want to fall in that.
Wait.
Pitch black down there too, remember this. All you have is a bit of ambient light from the just slightly open doorway. And you guys left the door open before to the T-junction. There's just a bit of light coming from there as well.
Sorry, was it like 10 feet?
10 or 12 feet down.
Is there any way can I roll on athletics and just like hang from the ledge?
Like finger hang?
Yeah, because then I'm only falling 6 feet.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And if you know what you're falling into, I'd say this is not a hard check. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And so the more you move down the stairway, at the top here, it is like 20 feet. But where Rook fell off, it's only about halfway down. So as long as you kind of get down as far as you can to the, say, apex of the curve there, it's probably now only 7 feet for your big metal feet to drop.
Sweet. I'm going to, crawl the, have Chris flip on my shoulders and I'm gonna like hang down.
Can you make
the drop?
Can you make I guess that's athletics.
Yeah.
It's a shimmy. It's a shimmy.
Ooh, 9 plus 6, 15.
Oh, it's, you know what it is, man? It's another robot shuffle.
Yep.
Do the robot shuffle.
What'd you get?
15.
You crash down into the little area that Rook is in, and then he's there splayed among the uneven rocks. You've made it down, and Krizblik with you on your shoulder. And Steve, you've cleared that nasty part there, and all three of you are now kind of collectively at the bottom of the stairs. There's the doorway back to the T-junction, Nafri's office, and the main entrance to Hugo Castle. There's the door upwards, and then there's Beleg, who we are going to cut back to. Okay, Beleg, you are in a chamber. You just dispatched those two castle watchmen.
Yes. And now I'd like to stealthily open up the other door to see if there's anybody there. This door here.
There's nobody in your view.
All right. I walk out and I close the door behind me. And I would like to cast Disguise Self and become one of the musicians.
All right. There were five.
Not a specific one, but like in the same garb as if I were a musician.
Okay. Well, they were all arrayed very differently. There were four female players and a male player, sort of all wearing completely different things. So, I mean, the main thing is you want to be a musician. What instrument will you illusionarily conjure?
I'd like to have a recorder holstered on my belt.
Okay, so you have a little recorder holstered on your belt. You snap your fingers to do this disguise self?
Yep.
And there you are.
Minstrel. All right, I'd like to walk...
yes, a minstrel.
Over here, and just walk down here. Keep going down.
Okay, and you're passing several people. And you actually see some of those women who were maybe going down the staircase to the first level after their rehearsal as you go back nearer and nearer to the spiral staircase.
Yes. Well, this is where the musicians were, right? Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you see there where the musicians were practicing and they left a couple of sheets of music there on a table.
Perfect. I hop into the staircase.
And you rush down the stairs, Beleg, and you're just catching, it looks like, the end of Kaitoa launching himself down into the darkness.
And I just go like, hey, man, anybody request a minstrel? And I snap my fingers and become Beleg.
Party, you've been rejoined.
Yes. You're still a guard, right, Steve?
Yeah, you guys should probably lead the way.
Well, he's not Nafri anymore.
Nafri is in his chambers having a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to retcon Rob that I have formed pillows underneath the blanket that make it look like a body is in the bed.
Ferris Bueller!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's just hand raises.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you roll a deception right now, and let's see how great those pillows are, just so I know.
They are...
pretty convincing?
I think so.
Just hay stuffed pillows.
Oh, yeah. They are a 13 plus 6 convincing, so 19 convincing.
Oh, great. You spent some real time, and you have a real sculptural eye for the folds of a bedsheet, and you know, what should show a human form below. I mean, for all you know, this could convince people for hours.
Huzzah!
Anatomically correct, as well.
Yes.
To the knee.
Steve.
A tiny little pillowy peen.
Steve looks like he's creaking open that door, and the T-junction hallway here is empty. Down to your right are a series of stairs back to Nafri's office, and then immediately in front of you is the more traditional shaped Hugill Castle door. And Rook is sort of bringing up the rear as he stumbles out of whatever disaster he ended up in.
Hey guys, what were you going to say, Steve?
We're not with Nafri, by the way.
But we can. No, don't worry. I know. We can be with Nafri. I don't want to go through the door that you're at. I want to go back to the office. Snap my fingers and become Nafri, just to see if that chest killed anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to walk in and have those tentacles kick the shit out of us.
No, yeah. No, I'm Nafri. Now I snap my fingers and turn into Nafri again for chest's nice. Sake.
Okay, as you guys open the door to Nafri's chamber, or rather try to, you'll remember you need Steve to pick this lock.
Yeah, I can do that.
And the difficulty's going down. Steve, you've picked three of these locks. They all probably have a key, a master key.
An 18 plus 6.
The door just flies open like butter.
Yeah. Butter. Like butter.
Better at this.
Attaboy, Steve.
It is unmoving, and there doesn't seem to be any change from when you left it. Nafri, Beleg, as you poke your head in, you know, there's no phantom bookcase. There is the room you, as you left it, and the chest off in the corner. Although Nafri, as you look at the chest, that spherical kind of mechanism does that strange blink, and you can see it looking at you from across the room.
Can we get into the room?
Oh, certainly.
What time of day is it right now?
Just after 11.
Yeah, Bell told about 15 minutes ago you had your escalation, de-escalation on the second floor, Quartermaster Flaunton, the men and all that. So it's probably approaching like 11:30 now as you guys have rejoined and are revisiting Nafri's office.
Okay. I definitely want to get back to the White Chain for at least a short rest before I I'm banged up.
Oh shit, you guys are like disappearing out of this Nafri's like not secret but like covert entrance.
Yep.
Oh shit, look at you guys. Okay.
As I'm gonna close the door.
You slam that door shut.
Well, not intentionally.
Alright, and let's take a quick peeky poo outside that door and
stealth peek.
Okay, yeah. Can you guys roll stealth as you open the door to Nafri's office here that leads down this long stairway to the courtyard?
I'm going to burn an inspiration on that stealth roll because that was terrible.
Steve rolls a 10.
I have a 4.
Valak/Nafri rolled a 18 plus 2, so a 20 on the second roll, thankfully.
That was a 17 plus 2, so 19 for me.
As you guys crowd up at the door, you can see there is a ton of activity outside. There's nobody at this entrance to the stairwell, however.
Does there seem to be like a clear path that we could take to get out of the castle and...
Well, you'd have to go down to the bottom of the stairs and kind of exit out of that little archway where Katoa was before, chatting with the Wagoneers, before you can actually see the whole, courtyard that leads out of the gates and out back into a hold proper.
Steve, you're still a guard, right? I think we should both be guards and just escort the duelist back to the White Chains at his request, prepare for his duel. Easy way to stealth through in plain sight.
Let's do it.
Yep, that's good.
Sweet. Let's leave the office, close the door from the chest, and then I snap and become a guard.
As you exit into the courtyard, you, Half-Orc, and you, Construct, and Badger, you're being led by these two guards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, as you now cross these, say, 100 or 200 feet, as you leave the view of the front of Hugill Castle here, you can see a lot of activity at the front gate. There does seem to be a little bit of an altercation at the front gate. You can tell, guys, as you roll up on this, as you're trying, I guess, to leave the courtyard area and actually leave the keep and exit back into Pold proper to the White Chain?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah. So as you come up on the gatehouse, there is an altercation. Can you guys roll perception?
Classic ballet. That's an 8.
Oh, is a 16.
I got an 18.
Perceptive as fuck.
Thanks for making up for me. Good old Pulb. It's been a while.
Flub.
What was everybody's total there? It seems like you guys got over 40, yeah?
18. Oh, yeah. 17. Yeah,
23.
18, 17.
Yeah. Then as you approach the gates here, it seems like there's a squabble of authority between, it looks like maybe a captain of the castle watch and one of the city soldiers.
Let's gamble.
It was castle watch and the city guard, you said?
That's right.
All right, are we walking past or?
Guys just march on past. The main gates are not opening. You're going through one of these sort of side, man-sized entrances, and led by your two castle watch in the party in disguise, you go right through. And now you're on that main road back between the Noble Quarter and the North Quarter. Within minutes, you reach Polba Plaza. You march on down to your favorite stomping grounds, South Main Street. And as you hook to the left, there is your favorite little square in Polb, Temple of Dan, facing the White Chain.
Made it.
My dogs are barking.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go inside. Lock the fucking door.
Yeah, I'll pull out the key and unlock the door and
should we break
through and then pull the key out and lock then lock it from the other side.
Can everybody roll perception?
I was like, can we invest? Yeah. Can
as
we
you roll up on house? This place?
Yeah. Someone's been here, broken in.
That's a 4+1. That's a 5 for Bellic.
14.
I'm going to use an inspiration. That was a 1.
Oh, shit.
I got 18.
That's better than 1. I got 14.
Okay. You guys notice as you come up to the front of the White Chain that just off to the sort of corner of the building where you've seen horses pulled up before, there seems to be like a horse or two over there. You would notice those of you who rolled highest. And otherwise, those of you who rolled lowest, you're simply focusing on the front door, and it seems just as you left it, it could be unoccupied. And I think maybe last you heard, it could be that Shorva and Porco were, poking around and still doing stuff. You're not sure, but it is well into the day.
Steve can stole us. Maybe, fly upstairs and peek in windows.
I can check the humanoid watch.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
We can always look at the horses and see what kind of saddles or if there's anything that they're...
Stu's going to concentrate and see if there's any in the White
humans.
Chain.
Right now. Any humans.
Okay. So that'll take Steve a minute. And party as Steve kind of does his little lotus position in his poncho. Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to look at the horses and see if there's any sort of obvious signs or...
Belly doesn't notice jack shit, so...
Rook, you would go around the corner, and this is like a wagon drawn by two work ponies that have been tied up along the horse bar. Nobody's with the wagon, but this wagon seems awfully familiar.
Oh, it's buddies that are collecting dead bodies. Meat wagon.
Yeah, maybe.
During that minute, how far is it from us?
It's literally, the White Chain is a large building. It's, about, 200 feet across. So just in that last little corner there is an area where you might pull a horse into as this building abuts the next building. And you see Rook kind of starting to kind of stalk over there and just make sure, an unattended wagon. Okay. And you're seeing that, Kaitoa.
Yeah.
And Beleg, you're probably just looking at the front door now. Maybe if you want, probably walking up to that front door. And who's got the key to this fucking place?
Me.
Rook. Also the deed.
Got it all, baby. Got it all.
Well, what you doing, guys?
Oh, Beleg.
Are we waiting for Steve's minute?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So as you guys sort of await Steve to come out of his little trance, Steve, you would have unsettling news.
Uh-oh.
This folks, inside. That is where we'll leave you tonight on this episode of Dungeons and Blaggards.
Sweet.
Oh.
That was a good one.
That was. Feels really nice to be out of my Naffrey costume right now.
You mean you don't like biting your teeth?
No.
Crunch jaw.
Come on.
Oh man, it seems like it seems like two episodes.
The castle. Get through the castle.
But we got like lots to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Color me excited.
I can't believe you guys keep on setting up engagements.
Well, I mean, we don't actually have to show up. We don't want to.
But it would be so fun.
For a duel?
It would be awesome.
It's like, I've already got music playing in my mind just thinking about it.
Yeah, I gotta see it.
We could just murder the real Naffrey and leave him in the execution square.
Yeah.
Oh, and we can blame it on Flaunton.
Yeah, that guy needs to die. He really does.
And then, as a side note, can Steve's new spell or whatever... Oh, I guess it's got to be outside of battle. Never mind. Screw it. I was just going to say that healing spell, right? But...
It's in battle too, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, 1 minute is basically 10 turns. It just means that you have to be in the 5-foot area to receive it.
But does it also hit enemies?
It does. I don't think it actually says whether or not
safe zone. But
yeah, about that. Hey, Rob, I guess we did bandage him, but I've got that spell, healing spirit.
Oh yes, I saw that. Yep.
It basically lasts a minute, and out of combat, if you can run in and out of like a 5-foot area,
yeah, just go in and out of it. I think in that, if you can create that scenario, I don't see why you can't sort of twist it to your advantage. What I might warn you as a player, not a character, is that, you know, in this world or in this universe, certainly, magic comes with a cost, be you warlock or minor gloomstalker, spellcaster or bloodhunter or wizard or sorcerer. And probably there's always an outcome to quote unquote abusing a spell. I think it's a very creative use of the spell for a party that doesn't have a healer out of combat. It's a pretty cool idea.
So if that's the case, Steve, if Rook, you are damaged, Steve can help you out. We can use the spell if you need, but if you've gained enough hit points that you feel you're fine, then...
Yeah, it looks like I have enough to be okay. I don't think we need to use it.
All right, so we're going to try and mix roll 20 here with RP. Has everybody now been transported to the larger map here?
Forgot to turn on roll 20. I'll be there in a second.
Okay.
How dare you?
I'm tired today.
I see nothing.
Darkness. I see nothing.
Yeah. You gotta zoom in.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. You gotta zoom way out and then find it and then zoom way in.
There it is. It's a dynamic
zoom way in.
So as Bella gets ready here, I mean, it's like... So all four of you obviously realize when you entered this place, I mean, both as characters and as players, wow, this is the largest building you guys have infiltrated as a group. You guys, you would not imagine the work that this takes to make that tiny effect happen. I beg that you all tonight light a candle and pray for your DM.
You're killing it, Rob.